The joy of the Lord is your strength. Raise your little hand and say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Holy, 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 holy. You don't have to turn here, but John 16 and 23, Jesus is speaking. He says, verily, and he don't stop there. He says, verily. Now, when Jesus says, verily, verily, he's wanting you to listen to what he's getting ready to say.
Yeah, that's right.
He said, truly, what it means, truly, truly,
yeah.
Of a truth and of a truth. Woo! I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you to you. Look at the next word. Hitherto, verse 24, hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. You may be seated. Look at the word hitherto. Hitherto have you asked nothing. What Jesus is saying up to this point,
right.
Up to this present time, you have not really prayed about it. Hallelujah. You ain't really, really prayed about it. You haven't talked to the Father about it. And if you'll really, really pray, God will hear you. He will answer you. And your joy shall be full. My Father wants your joy and your gladness to overflow. Hallelujah to God. Yeah. Hitherto, up to this point, you ain't really, really saw me. You ain't really, really talked to the Father about it. How many can say, I need to get a hold of him?
Yes.
I need to pray till I know that he hears me.
Yes.
Oh, God, and he answers. Stay with me for a while. Nehemiah 8:10. Nehemiah says, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Woo! What's Nehemiah saying? Anybody know the story about Nehemiah, the great wall builder that went? You'll find this story in your Bible. The enemy, how many's got an enemy? Anybody got an enemy? I'm not talking about flesh and blood. How many knows the devil's our enemy? He's our chief adversary. He is Satan. He's the accuser of the brethren. He's the great dragon. He is the serpent. He's the thief that comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's the reason he's fighting so hard. He wants to rob you. Oh, God. Nebuchadnezzar, the enemy and his army, came against God's chosen people. Came against their city. Listen, he tore down their defensive walls that surrounded Jerusalem, and he burnt their gates with fire.
Come on.
When his army left, there was nothing left but a remnant of Jews and a pile of rubbish. Woo! The stones of their wall were scattered all across the ground. Their wooden gates were a pile of smoldering ashes. This is the work of the devil. You listening tonight? This is what Satan does. He comes to tear down what is precious and what is good in people's lives. And he wants to leave them in a broken down and mess and laying in a helpless, hopeless feeling. He tells them they'll never rise. How many's ever had the devil to tell you you'll never get any better? You'll never get up. You'll never arise. It will never change for you in your life. It will never get any better. You can never regain. You'll never rebuild. And you'll never be restored. But he is a liar. Hallelujah to God. Raise your hand and say, my God is true and the devil's a liar. Hallelujah. Jesus still specializes in putting people's lives back together and building up what the devil's tore down. I'm telling you, he's tearing people down. He's a lying to them. He's defeating them. Oh Lord, because they don't pray. Whatever we need to do in this hour, we need to sell out unto the Lord and say, God, I give it all to you. And if I seek you with my whole heart, hallelujah, and get my life where you want it to be, you'll build me and you'll lift me and you'll renew and you'll restore me. Oh God, you'll put me back together. Devil wants to tear you down.
Yes, amen.
He'll use people. He'll use circumstances. He'll use problems. He'll use trials. He'll use afflictions. Anything in this world that he could use, he'll use it to come against your mind. Oh, God of heaven. Oh, Lord, come on. What we need in this hour is to have our mind renewed in the Lord. Hold our mind stayed upon him. Holy, holy, holy. God can build. How many of those God can rebuild? Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
I want you to know that the devil's a defeated foe by the blood of Jesus Christ's Son. On the cross of Calvary, the greatest story that had ever been told. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. When Jesus shed every drop of blood for you and I.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Can I tell you, an empty tomb spells his doom, Brother Ron. Jesus is alive. He rose from the dead. He overcame the devil and the powers of hell. He defeated every sin, every transgression, every fault, and every failure. And he conquered death itself. Woo! He sits high in the heavens. He now rules with all power. He still answers prayer. He still saves and he delivers. I feel the Lord. He still restores the precious soul. He picks up people that have fallen. I feel the Lord here tonight. Hey Lord, I'm telling you, if you've fallen, the Lord knows right exactly where you are, and you don't have to stay down. Right on the head, he can pick you up. I said he can pick you up. Right out of the dust, hallelujah, right out of the dunghill, and the Lord can brush you off.
Yes.
The blood still cleanses.
Hallelujah.
Hey. I said the blood still cleanses.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
He'll lift you. He'll lift you from the place, the low place you're in. Children, I feel him. You in a low? Anybody in a low place? That's when the devil hits the hardest. It's when you feel low. You feel so low. Because he'll feel utilized. He'll get you depressed. He'll get you oppressed. Holy, holy, when you're in a low place. When you're in a low place. Oh God of heaven. I feel this here tonight. Children, I felt it in my study today. Listen. Jesus still lifts up. He still mends the broken. He still breaks the chains of mental oppression. He opens the prison door for the captive and says, you can go free. You can be free. You don't have to stay behind the bars of depression, feeling hopeless. Come out. Come out. Hey, Lord. Step out. Arise. Get up. Come out of your prison, child. I still love you. I still mend the broken in heart. You don't have to stay down and defeated. Whom the Son of God sets free is free indeed. Our God restores. He makes lives new again. Raise your little hands, say, Lord, what I need tonight is the feeling of being made new. Oh, that life that's in Jesus that makes me feel new on the inside. The joy, raise your little hand, the joy of the Lord is your strength. He knows how to renew your joy and put life inside of you. You'd be surprised how many people don't even feel like getting up in the morning. Their life is doom and gloom. The hospitals and the psych wards are filled with people that are oppressed and depressed. But Jesus, He can make new. He can restore the joy. Hallelujah to God.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Come out of your prison.
Yeah.
Arise.
Yeah.
I told him before when I was preaching, you got to be a fighter.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not talking about being with natural fists. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal.
Right.
They're not fleshly. They're mighty through God.
Right.
Listen to me, pulling down the strongholds.
Right.
What is it hovering over your head?
Come on.
What the Holy Ghost is saying through Paul, there's things are hovering over people. It's above people. It's down up on top of people. You gotta pull it down.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
They're mighty through God to the pulling down of holds that are strong. Strongholds. What is it that is so strong that it's got you in a hold? You in a hold. Come on, children, I promise you here tonight when the Holy Ghost is in you, when you really, really pray through, you really, really get a hold of God, there's something on the inside that'll pull these things down. Raise your hand, oh God. Oh God, there's people right in this house tonight. You need to pull that thing down. Pull that feeling down. Pull that voice down. Hey, Lord, devil, you are a liar. I'm not that. I'm a child of God, and the Lord loves me, and He cleanses me, and the blood still speaks tonight. Pull it down.
Yes, glory.
To the pulling down of strongholds. Casting down imaginations. People in this age live in a fantasy world.
No.
The world constantly going over and over in their minds.
No.
Things. Images. How many images a day that pass through people's minds?
No.
How many voices do they hear? How many sights the devil fills our mind with? Sounds, sights, and images. Listen, children, we live in an imagination nation.
Yep.
People are filling their heads and their minds with things of this world.
Right.
And its entertainments and its pleasures. And it builds things that ain't right here.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, God, wrong images.
Come on.
Sights. And sounds turn to feelings.
Right.
And when you feel this up here, and you got your cell phone and you're surfing the World Wide Web, and you're watching video clips of this world, You're watching these people, what they do, what they say, scantily clad, hardly no clothes on, hearing the filth out of their mouth, hearing and seeing their insinuations of lust and lasciviousness. Oh God, I'm putting that in your mind. No wonder you have feelings that come over you that are not holy. They're not virtuous. When images and sights and sounds fill the eyes and the ears, it goes in the mind and it goes down in the heart. Hey, Lord, and you begin to pick up the sinner spirit, the spirit operating in this world and men and women's life. It'll get down in your heart. It'll steal the joy of the Holy Ghost out of you. Raise your little hand. I want a clean heart. I want a pure heart and clean hands. I want to be virtuous in my thought life. Imagination, that's the reason I can preach and come to the house of God. I spend time with the Lord in prayer and in His holy word, and that anointing from on high and the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
I didn't know I'd preach like this.
Come on.
I ain't got it written down. I didn't even type it.
Come on.
Casting down imaginations.
Yes.
And every high thing that's higher than me, that's got me under its foot, and every high thing, casting it down.
Right.
Holy Lord, and bringing every thought
yeah.
into the obedience of Christ. Woo! That is the road to victory. I said that is the road, hallelujah, to that joy unspeakable and full of glory. How about raise your hand? The joy of the Lord is your strength. What are you saying, sweet Holy Ghost? When that power of God cuts on the inside of you, the Holy Ghost brings in their strength and there's overcoming power. It ain't hard to praise Him. It ain't hard to praise the Lord when you tear these things down. Get out, devil.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it.
Glory.
Woo! I'm tired of being depressed. I'm tired of being oppressed. I'm tired of being down. Hallelujah. I'm tired of the devil hovering over me and tell me that I ain't worthy and I ain't no good and I'll never get up.
Come on.
Oh God.
Oh God. Oh God. Arise. Arise. God's a calling. Arise. It's time to fight. I said it's time to fight the good fight of faith and to lay hold upon eternal life and run. I said you gotta run and come out. Woo! Hold on, boy. Clap your hands to the Lord here tonight, everyone in the house. Clap your hands unto the Lord. You can come out. I said you can come out. Hey, Lord. It'll put joy in your neighbor. It'll put joy in your husband. It'll put joy in your wife. It'll put joy that inside of your children when you come out.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Jesus can make you brand new and victorious.
Amen.
Come on. Hallelujah. Man, oh man. Son, I feel Him. I feel Him. It ain't just for me. Whew. It's for you too. Holy, holy, Holy Ghost is real. He's real. This anointing's real. This spirit of liberty is real. This victory is real.
It's in the Holy Ghost. How many could say, I need to seek for the Holy Ghost? I need to seek for that experience. I need to pour my heart out. Listen, during the day, find time to pour your heart out unto the Lord. For He will satisfy the longing soul. He'll fill the hungry with goodness. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. How many knows what I'm saying tonight? There is such a thing as praying through. You got to pray through every bit of this. Raise your hand. I got to pray through it.
Yes.
You're a liar, devil. Your own flesh will lie to you. It'll say you're weak. You're helpless. You're hopeless. No, you ain't. I said, no, you ain't either. Let's get Holy Ghost. It'll come on the inside of you and it'll renew you.
Yes.
When you pray through.
No.
Get out of here. I'm going to start spending time with God. How many has going to say, how many right here tonight is going to say, I'm going to start spending more time with God. I got to have this. I got to have this joy. I got to have this strength. Holy Lord. Holy Lord. I want that love. I want that power. I want that good spirit to praise Him.
Amen.
Oh God.
Amen.
Go your way. Eat the fat. Drink the sweet, for this day is holy unto our God.
Amen.
Neither be ye sorry, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Do you know why Nehemiah said this to his brothers and his precious sisters in Jerusalem? Listen, because they all, A-L-L, they all came together with a desire. They built and they rebuilt the torn down walls and put the gates back up on their hinges around them. They renewed and rededicated themselves back to the Lord in worship to the God of heaven. Can I tell everyone here tonight, God wants you to have victory in your life and joy in your soul. The cure for our troubled, unhappy society is God's sweet Holy Ghost salvation. There is forgiveness. There is a cleansing. There's a healing of hearts and minds. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Hey, Lord, how many can say, preacher, I really want and I need the joy of the Lord and the love of God in my life? Can you tell Him that I want it? I want it. I want it. I'm hungry, Jesus. I'm thirsty. I want that real life. I'll tell you, this life is tangible. You can feel it in your hands. You can feel it in your feet. You can feel it from the top of your head all the way down. It's tangible. Hey, Lord, but we're going to have to seek the Lord how to get it.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
Amen. I wanted Jesus, you read my thoughts here tonight in that preacher's message. Dear Lord, you read my heart, my mind, my thoughts. You read me. You see my need. Can I tell you, God's got it? It's for you. Say it with me. God's got it.
God's got it.
My Lord, that's faith. That's faith. Will He withhold any good thing from them that walk uprightly? Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He'll give thee the desire of thine heart. Children, it's got to get in your heart before you can get it. Holy Lord. Come on, tell him, Jesus, I want it there in my heart. I'm going to delight myself in you. Delight in the Greek means, in the Hebrew, it means to take great joy and pleasure in. He's got to be number one. I said, God's got to be your all in all. He's got to be your food when you're hungry and your water for your thirsty soul. He's got to be your number one goal. Raise your hand. He is wanting you.
Yes.
Lord.
Lord.
Yes.
Lord. Come on. God's got it.
Oh, yes.
Come on, Psalmist David, the harp player. Tell us. I sure will. The Lord is my portion of mine inheritance. He's my part in life. He's my portion. I made him my portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. David's just saying, you ought to see and you ought to taste what I hold in my hand. Oh, God. He said, I'll take the cup of salvation and I'll drink of it and I'll call on the Lord. A cup. I'm drinking from the cup of salvation. It's overflowing. Thou, Lord, listen, maintainest, look at the word maintainest. Thou, Lord, maintainest my lot. Lot. What are you saying, David? The Lord is my maintenance man. When I'm in trouble, when I'm broken down, when I need fixing, I run to God that loves me. I take my troubles to Him, and He always fixes me up. David goes on, Thou, Lord, wilt show me. You're going to show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand there are pleasures forever morning. Children, listen to me tonight. As I wrap this up, Jesus is coming so soon. And that's the reason the devil is fighting you so hard. These last day pressures are increasing in these final moments, and God don't want to lose you. I said He don't want to lose you. He don't want you breaking down. God don't want you depressed. He don't want you defeated. Just look around you at this troubled world. Oh, the mental and the physical and the spiritual turmoil of people that don't have God. Oh, the fragmentation of homes. Families are breaking down and splitting apart from the inside out. Whoa! God don't want this happening to you. Our Lord is bigger than that. Raise your hand in the house. I said God's here to heal and to renew. God's greater than failure. He's greater than defeat. He don't want you troubled. He don't want you fearful. He don't want you full of anxiety. He wants you filled with hope. Oh, hallelujah. And the joy of the Lord. Raise your little hand and say, God, I need it. God, I want it. I want it. I gotta have it. Oh, God, I gotta have it. Come on, sis, to the piano. Man alive, I feel Him. I feel Him. Everybody in the house, stand. It's
able.
Stand with me. I need it, God. I need it. I know. I need it. I've watched my life. I've watched you. I've watched myself. I'm aware, God, of where I've been. I'm aware of what I'm going through. Lord, You're bigger. You're sweeter. You're greater. Fix me. I'm just going to start right now. I'm going to pull them things down.
Come on.
I'm going to get a hold of them. I'm going to pull them down. Pull down the strongholds. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's hit this altar. Come on. Come on. Everybody in this house. Let's find a place to pray. Come on. Holy God. Holy God. I got to have it.
I won't survive and I will not live, Lord. I won't survive unless I get a hold of this. I got to get a hold of it, God. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for my letdowns, God, my faults and my failures. You're bigger than that. You're bigger than that, Lord. I know that you'll help me. Come on, children, pour your heart out to Jesus here tonight. I feel the Lord. I feel the Lord. Let him lay his hand on you. Come on, pour out your heart. Let the tears fill your eyes. I see myself, Lord. I see myself in this message. And God, I know you got it. I'm coming out. I'm stepping out, Lord. Starting right here tonight. I'm coming out of this self-made prison of mine. Holy Lord, I'm going out of my body. Oh God, 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 oh God. I gotta have it, Jesus. I gotta have victory. I'm tired of tasting the dust of defeat, Lord, in my own life. Oh God, pray, children, cry to him. Cry to him. I'm coming out. I'm coming out, God, in this old prison where I've been. Holy. Oh God, pray, children, pray. Oh God, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Feel me, Lord. Feel me, Jesus. Feel me with that abundant life. Hey, God.
Jesus, pick you up if you have strength. Way down. Jesus, pick you up if you have strength. Way down. Jesus, pick you up if you have strength. Way down. Jesus, pick you up if you have strength. Way down. Jesus, pick you up if you have strength.